Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.
Hey everyone, we're back. Hasn't been that long, has it?
Nope.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we're here with our second interview for the Evicted House guest, Jasmine. If you're watching, if you haven't watched yet, make sure you go check out our interview we did with Joseph. I think that's going to post right before this one. We're going to put them out essentially simultaneously, but the Joseph one should be out a few minutes before because we got to do the best part of this whole show, which is the editing, which is mostly Cody, but also myself with the audio. It's amazing.
We love that. Yeah. So guys, if you haven't done so already and didn't do it after the last video, subscribe to the channel, turn on those bell notifications so that you get a little ding when we put a video out or if we go live, which a lot of people have been asking for. So who knows?
We got to get on it and follow us on social too. You know, we got to get a little love to social. We have a lot of people watching these videos, listening on audio. I think we're around what, like 3,000 or 4,000, maybe 5,000 followers on IG. What are we at?
I think we're almost at 7,000.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's more of you that are watching. If you want to go check it out, it's the Winner's Circle Cast on IG if you want to check it out. So, Jasmine, without further ado, this one, she left a lot to be desired. Not that great of a player, to be honest. No, nothing personal. So we had a little fun with these questions, to be honest, because we were like, what do we ask Jasmine? You know, she really wasn't that in tune with the
Jasmine,
game.
Jasmine, what was your best game move?
So we tried to make fun, you know, out of this interview, not make fun of her, and see what we could come back with. And I don't know, the answers were pretty good. So we'll see what you guys think.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just funny that we did this because after like the Indy interview, I was like talking with you and we essentially came to the conclusion, like, we got to do something different. Yeah. We can't be firing game questions at Indy. Indy was like responding. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's jump right into it. First question. Again, we do this. This question will be with everybody. And it is the classic, who do you think is playing the best game right now? And who do you want to see following you out? You guys know why we do this. But for those of you that this may be your first time, we do this to get a good gauge as to who they may vote for at the end and who maybe they will not vote for.
Oh, I think that Michael is playing the best game in the house so far. He's smart, strategic, and now he has more people that he's aligned with, and he's a comp beast. Yeah, for sure. And then I think Joseph is probably going to follow me outside to the jury house because I just don't think that, you know, they're going to keep him around much longer. But he is in a big alliance now, so that might help him a little bit because he has, what, two of his alliance members with him. But I don't know. I kind of hope it's for, you know, Joseph for my reasons as well, because he was one of the people that let, you know, people know what I had going on. So I'm hoping it's Joseph.
Okay, so Jasmine coming out with some intuition here, right? Surprising us a little bit. Calls Michael as the best player in the house. That's a shocker to no one. And then speculates that Joseph will be the next to go home, which if you saw the reactions from the episode, that was a slight surprise to some of the remaining leftovers that were inside the house. So shout out Jasmine for picking up on this and calling it before anybody else.
Yeah, and also I liked how she said, you know, Joseph was somebody that I was saying a lot of things to, that he was running back to, I guess, the alliance. And so I guess she had a little bit of feistiness in her there. She was like, you know what? I would like to see Joseph come out the door because he was kind of playing me the whole time. So I like that, that she kind of like had a little bit of fun with it. And I like that she's kind of in good spirits right now. It's like she took it all pretty well.
Yeah, we will say this. You know, we're giving her a little bit of shit because – she wasn't the greatest game player, but she seems like an amazing person, super nice. So I know there's some things out there, if you're following Twitter, that she said that she's going to have to answer for. But overall, I don't think she's the Antichrist. You know what I mean? I think she's going to be okay. She was there. She played with the best she could. And she was injured. And we do ask her about that later, I believe, as far as the injury.
Next.
But next question. But I think if you're keeping count at home, though, basically you have 3 votes for Michael and the jury already. I know, yeah. Indy was a little bit kind of wishy-washy, but I think she's going to figure it out as well, especially with Joseph.
Indy will hear what they're saying, right?
Yeah. So that's, you got 3-0 for Michael right now.
Boom. Next question was, you mentioned that you were playing up your ankle for sympathy, but how much pain were you actually in, or was it more so people didn't view you as a threat? Because she was a threat in the house.
No, I was actually in a lot of pain. It was a level 4 sprain. It was almost a break. And, you know, I was really, really struggling those first few weeks. I'm still actually sore, still trying to learn how to walk. So, you know, I definitely played it up towards the end simply because, you know, why not? This could be a strategy that could possibly help my game. But no, I actually didn't think about it, you know, coming off as if I'm not a threat until the very end, because I wanted to come in and show that I was a strong person, a strong woman, that people would want to keep around. But, you know, it all worked out the way it did.
All right. So I mean, I appreciate her kind of giving us a little insight as to the type of sprain it was. I'm somebody that that was my issue with athletics, was my ankles. I rolled both of my ankles. I blew out my ankle, essentially, which ended my professional career. And I had bad sprains. The reason why I find it funny is because I'm somebody that has gone through it, right? And nobody's bodies are the same, and nobody's pain tolerance is the same, and nobody's injuries are really the same, even though, you know, unless you snap a bone completely through. I was in a boot when I blew out my ankle. Like, my one ligament was hanging on by a thread. This is the description from the doctor. And my other ligament on the front part of my ankle was torn halfway through. I was in a boot for a week, and then I was literally on the field, like, starting to train, because I was like, I still want to get a professional opportunity. I was like training 2.5 weeks later. Now, I had physical therapy going on every single day with a trainer. And so that's why I find it, like, I'm watching her and I'm like, it's been like a month and a half, and she's like limping around. Like, I didn't even limp. I was like, all right, here we go. Now I got to walk normal. Because I was also told that when you limp, you're kind of catering to that spot and other things can weaken, and then you leave yourself susceptible to other injuries. That's like an athletic thing. So it's funny that she had a level 4 sprain, which is a very bad sprain. But I don't know. This was kind of like, I wanted to see how she viewed herself. Like, do you feel yourself as like a threat? And so you were playing it up, and she actually did. She's like, I wanted everybody to know I was a strong woman, which she did win an HOH early. But I don't know that people really viewed her as a threat in the house.
Yeah, I don't think they viewed her as a threat, but I will say from seeing the actual injury, I mean, it looked pretty brutal the way she kind of rolled.
It was really bad. It was hard for me to watch from somebody that's hurt his ankles. I watched it and I was like, oh, I had to like turn away. It was bad.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah, I mean, Jasmine, it is tough to completely gauge what type of player she could have been, because if you think about it, you had someone like Christmas who had a similar situation happen, and she was kind of made fun of for her first time around.
Christmas destroyed her leg in that injury.
Exactly. She was
she had like screws in her foot.
Yeah, and you know, we all know she ain't weak. She'd out bench me for sure. So it's one of those things where I get it, but she came back a second time and you saw what type of player she could be. Yeah. So to be fair to Jasmine, although she's not Christmas Abbott, nobody is in that sense.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows what Jasmine would have done, how it would have changed the course of her game if she had 2 good legs. But we can only go off what we see right now. And it does seem like she was in serious pain, and near the end there, she felt like it could help her. But overall, I don't know if it would have changed the course of her game much, because she wasn't part of the leftovers and therefore she still probably would have been taken out pretty early.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I got nothing to add there. So let's go right into the next one. The next question, we asked her about the twist. And so we asked her, you went home during the week of a huge twist. Do you feel that if not for the twist, you would have stayed in the house?
Absolutely. I feel like the twist really messed up my game, because I also feel like, you know, how the order of the picking was, like, you know, I do feel like Terrence probably would have picked me to go on his side. And yeah, I would have been with the ants and the roaches outside, but I felt like I really would have been safe. And, you know, when Michael picked me, I knew that, you know, it was going to be a real rough, last week for me, to be completely honest. And I was like, oh man, this journey is not going to be easy. And I know I'm the target.
Okay, so I think she's a little confused on this question, because if there wasn't a twist, Terrence wouldn't have been HOH. It would have just been Michael. And yeah, it would have played out the exact same way. It probably would have been her and Terrence on the block. Now, an argument could be made that Terrence would have went home over her. Who knows? Who knows what would have happened? But if it wasn't for the twist, Terrence isn't an HOH this week, and therefore she's not safe. So I don't think the twist affected her in the same vein that it affected Joseph, right?
No.
She was definitely in line to be nominated and potentially go home. And if I had to guess, I would have said she would have went home over Terrence, because she is someone who was talking more, you know, kind of being involved. I feel like Terrence is someone a little bit more liked by the other house guests. Kyle likes him, you know, Turner likes him. So there's something there for Terrence that people can hang their hat on. I do think she would have went home this week regardless.
I completely agree with you. This twist affected someone like Joseph, not someone like Jasmine. Jasmine was going to be in a situation where it was only a matter of time, and this week could have been her time. Joseph, Michael wins the HOH. Joseph does not go home. Joseph doesn't see the block. So this twist really affected Joseph, which is why we wanted to ask Jasmine, because it's like, I just want to get some insight to Jasmine and what she is really feeling and how she viewed her game. And it's like, Jasmine, girl, you were going home quicker than bacon on a bacon slab.
Yeah.
I blew that, man. I blew that. I could have came up with something better than that.
I mean, you didn't have a week to think about it like she did. I mean, I actually thought when she was when she was giving her nomination speech, I'm like, oh, there's one positive thing to her being on the block. We don't have to hear like a corny one-liner in the diary room. But she got it out there to Julie. She
yes, hit sir.
Cornbread in a hot fresh cornbread in a pan.
I got to be honest with you. At first, the beginning part of this game, Jasmine was hitting us with a lot of those. And I was like giggling. I was like, oh, yeah, it's funny. And then after like week two, I was like, all right, here we go. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. All right,
Jasmine, bless her soul. We love you, Jasmine.
Yeah. Bless her heart. We do. We like to have a little. We got to have a little bit of fun with these. And we're not doing it at Jasmine's expense. Like, right. Like, I don't want anybody to feel like we're doing that to Jasmine. I don't want Jasmine to feel like that. I don't want her friends and her family to feel like that at all.
Dude, we bust everyone's chops. We got to have a little chops. Bit of fun. I bust your chops. Yeah. Dude, we're literally 20 minutes ago. Joseph interview. I'm busting your chops about not, you know, voting me out. And I've taken $500,000 from you. You got it, dude. Life is short.
I just busted my own chops.
Yeah, I mean,
came up with a horrible joke and just crushed myself.
And we won't edit it out. It'll be in there. So yeah, no. Honestly, there will be people who will take this seriously. We know that. We just don't care, because we know where we're coming from. We love Jasmine. She's part of the BB fam. We'll be the first to tell her that after if we talk to her. It's all fun. And I think Jasmine's the type of person that afterwards will be busting her own chops. Honestly, I really do. So it's all good. We love you, Jasmine. If anyone's disputing that, they're just bored.
They're just bored. Yeah. Go for a walk.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I saw a tweet today. It was hilarious. It was from Andy Heron. And now somebody that I follow retweeted him, because I don't follow Andy.
Well, he loves me.
Because Andy talks a lot of shit. Yeah,
so he loves us.
Whatever. But he had a funny tweet today, or it might have been yesterday, but the person retweeted it, and it was like, these people that talk about something, it's like, I don't like this twist because X went home, like blank. And it's like, if you really don't like something on this show that you're watching where these people have no idea who you are and you get all pissed about it, you need to like go take a walk.
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't have laughed harder at it. And I was like, and then I was like, wait, why did Andy come up on my feed? But then it was like, oh, somebody retweeted him. But I thought it was hilarious, even though he's talked a lot of shit.
Yes.
Still
yes.
funny. Still no, laugh at it.
He actually has some funny tweets. They've come across my feed as well. It's just sometimes they're at our expense. they're not as funny then. No, Andy's the type of guy, he really loves Big Brother, and his game is not respected at all. And so I could absolutely see how that's frustrating for him. So he hears constantly about people like us, and he's like, I'm in the same category as them. And hey, listen, more power to you, Andy. You should think highly of yourself. You won the game. You're a winner. Unfortunately, he was on a season that, you know, obviously got dragged through the mud. But listen, I don't blame him. He's constantly defending his game. And, you know, I'm super proud to be a winner. I know you are. So I don't blame him. If we had won and people just completely shit on our game the whole time, I'm sure it would sting. I see where he's coming from.
What are you talking about? People shit on my win.
Oh, dude,
Tweeted that.
People
I tweeted
shit on
that
my
I was
win
like,
too.
Joseph. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I tweeted that Joseph. I was like, man, I'm so pissed or I'm so upset that Joseph's going home. And people were literally like, you would have sent him home too. You would have done it. Don't act like you wouldn't have done it. And I'm like, oh my God, you people need a hobby, man. Like people are like, they like go to the extreme, obviously, which I don't even really feel. These people are just absolutely lost.
But that's,
they really do
that's
need
the
to
minority,
take a
walk. Though. That's the minority.
No. People were agreeing, but it's like,
but
it's
dude,
like when
still,
I see some of these tweets.
Do you know how many people watch Big Brother?
It's
like 3 or 4 million, you know?
Yeah.
And if you talk to the masses, you're definitely, not that you need to hear this, but you're definitely in the top tier now. You're the GOAT status for sure. And it's one of those things where this goes for everybody. Not that we're here giving life lessons, but we as humans have this ability to focus on the negative, right?
Yeah.
I do it all the time where I'll have 100 tweets, 90 of them will be positive, but the ones that I want to respond to are the 10 negative ones.
Why is that? Like, you may have a better insight to that. I was thinking that too, because I was about to respond to some people and I was like, what? And then I started responding to all the positive ones because it's like, why am I going to enhance this negativity instead of the positives that everybody was like responding like, oh my God, me too. And like giving insight in the game and stuff. So I was like, I'm going to respond to these people, even though, because I think for people like you and I, we just like, we didn't grow up really like taking shit. We didn't like, oh, you're going to like, you know, so then it's like when people are doing it, it's like, I appreciated the people that were talking positive. And those were the people that I was around. But if the people that talk shit, I'd be like, I'm not just going to like eat it and take it. So that's where I think it comes. We have to like train ourselves to be like, just on social media, at least.
That's it. I mean, I was watching an interview with Ashton Kutcher and he was like, the way social media is right now, I'll never let my kids on social media. If it changes, then I maybe will. But that's it. It's like still fairly new, the element of Twitter, where like when we were younger, it sounds crazy like we're like, you know, in our 80s. But when you were younger, social media wasn't a thing when I was in high school. And so if someone had a problem with you, they said it to you and then you did whatever you had to do. You handled it in person, whether it's through conversation or something more. But now social media gives you the ability to attack anybody with this anonymity and there's no real recourse for it, right? There's no consequences. In fact, they're hoping that you respond to it. So if you know that going into it, you have to just acknowledge that, listen, there's something going on in that person's life where this is a highlight for them. And regardless of whether you respond or not, they still got to deal with what's going on with them. So just, I'm not saying feel bad for them, but just understand that there might be something
I
deeper
feel bad
there.
For them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, listen, however you want to do it, but it's like, you know what? I'm going to just let them stew in whatever they're dealing with because it's not my problem. And then you just keep moving on without your day. But went off on a tangent there. But
perspective.
There is something to be said to that because it's not just people who are on a reality show. You see it from just normal people who respond. So take social media with a grain of salt because 99.9% of the people that you're interacting with on there, you'll never meet. So that's...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Keep
well,
the people
they
that
don't
posting.
Even have pictures of themselves. No. They have like pictures of other people. Those are the ones where I'm like, that's what gets me. I'm like, all right, just move on. I'm like, this person has a picture of a Big Brother player that changes every year. Relax.
Yeah.
Anyway, we hit Jasmine with the last question. Really, really important question here. This is a big one.
The big one.
We know you've watched the show before. Now that you played, name three former house guests that you think your game resembles. I have not listened to this answer. This is going to be the first time I'm hearing it.
Okay, let's do it. I haven't listened to it either, so we'll hear.
Ooh. Well, first, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. I think that it resembles Christmas a lot because obviously she got hurt, although we're a little different because the day that I got hurt, I won an HOH. But ultimately, having to go through that game and literally, you know, be in pain was, we have a lot of similarities there. Secondly, I would have to say Davon, because Davon was always, you know, trying to convince people and on her side of the house, like what to do, how to do it, and how to say it. And I feel like I did that a lot with the people that I was aligned with. And lastly, I would have to say Rachel, because me and her both do not like no floaters. So there's that.
All right. Rachel Riley, one of the best players that have ever played the game, resembles Jasmine. I'm like, come on, Jazz. Rachel Riley. I mean, yeah, you don't like floaters, but Rachel's like one of the best players that's ever played the game. So, yeah. You know, Davon, I'm not really sure. I'm not too familiar with like how Davon was doing that on her seasons trying to get.
And I thought Davon's got some of the best DRs out there. So I don't think that's a similar take. I think Davon would probably push back on that one a little bit.
Yeah, Davon definitely would push back. And Christmas for sure would push back outside of the injury. So, I mean, I get the injury, but then she is true. She rolled her ankle in the first part of that competition and then won the HOH, which was very impressive. So it's like, yeah, I mean, it was that was a fun one. I really enjoyed that because it's like, you know, Christmas. I feel like each of those people that she said her game resembles, how do you think they'll react to that?
I don't know. I think Christmas would be cool with it because she's more comparing what they went through. I think Davon would be cool with it. And I think Rachel would be cool with it too. Although I think Rachel would say, girl, you gotta win a couple more comps before you can compare yourself to myself, to me. But that's kind of why we asked the question. I will say we were joking about it when we asked it, like, what if she comes out here and says she's like Danielle Reyes? Like, you know, that'd be
Dan
funny.
Dan Giesling, something like that.
And
I would have lost it if she was like, and finally, I feel like my game was like Derek, and I'm super strategic and super manipulative.
That's what we were kind of hoping for. It would have been funny, but I don't hate those answers. They're pretty good. And, you know, it's three strong women, three great women who played the game. And so you can see where she drew her inspiration from. And that's a great thing. And again, this is all fun. We're having fun because we did the indie interview and we put it out for you guys. Not a lot of you loved it. Not a lot of you watched it. So we're trying to have a little bit more fun with it. It's all love on our
Indy,
end.
Oh no. Jasmine says she resembles Rachel Riley. Title.
Yeah.
Who's clicking it?
You're clicking it. You just clicked it. You're here.
Hello.
So any final words about Jasmine?
No, she was, her DRs were fun. I think she's going to, it's good that she's going to get to relax in the jury house and not have to deal with her ankle and just kind of chill. And we don't know what it was like to go to the jury house, but I can only imagine getting to the jury house and being able to like unwind from the game is probably like a stress relief and just a relief for a lot of these house guests.
Yeah. I mean, as far as Jasmine's game, I kind of said, you know, a little final thought on Joseph. Jasmine's someone who really didn't get to play Big Brother. You know, she was hurt very early on. So to be fair, I guess if we really want to judge Jasmine as far as being a Big Brother player, we might have to see her again because she was injured the entire time. She was rolling around the house. So I don't know if Big Brother would bring her back. I think some of the points that you made about Joseph might be stronger. but she is an interesting character. And maybe if she was able to win comps, like she won, like she said, she won one early and she was injured.
Yeah.
So I'd be intrigued. I wouldn't hate it if she came back and played again. I think she'd have a little bit more confidence if she wasn't in a wheelchair or rolling around the whole time. I don't know. You're giving me a look. You don't agree? No?
Jasmine ain't coming back to Big Brother.
No?
Come on. She ain't getting asked back. Christmas went all the way to Final Three. And honestly, in the Final Three, I think she was pretty close to beating Josh in the one competition. Are there times when, like, too far off? Jasmine ain't coming back.
Dude, I'm not even going to say what I say, but they brought other players back. I'm not going to say names that...
I take that back.
When the show started, so right. I was like, what is this person doing there? But that's neither here nor there. Listen, we had fun. Jasmine, welcome to the BB family. I'm sure we'll be talking to you outside the house. Guys, we appreciate you joining us here in the Winner's Circle. Make sure, like Cody said, like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening on audio, right now is the time where if you like what you heard, click 5 stars, leave a review. We really appreciate it. We're almost at 1,000 reviews on Apple Podcasts. So we do appreciate the people who have already done it. If you want to follow us on social media, it's Winner's Circle Cast. Drop a line. Let us know you came from this video. Is there a pie emoji? Is there a pie emoji?
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be a pie emoji. Put that in the comments on one of our posts on the Winner's Circle so we know you came from this video after watching Jasmine. You know, pie. Jasmine, I think that's a good one. Cornbread. Is cornbread an
emoji? Butternut pie.
Butternut pie? Is that even a thing?
Close us out.
Okay. Appreciate you joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance can help protect your dream home for whatever comes next. You can live in your own oasis or your own clubhouse. Whatever you choose, get the right coverage. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.